Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, did you know the average response time for online inquiries is 47 hours? Brutal. Our AI-powered assistants respond within 9 seconds. If speed to lead is important to you, and it should be because most customers move on if you don't get back to them within about 5 minutes, get your AI-powered assistant today. It takes less than 5 minutes to set up and requires no tech skills whatsoever. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Mark Miller. Mark has spent over 30 years in the tax and financial services industry, helping clients grow and protect their wealth. He has worked with hundreds of business owners, physicians, executives, and high net worth clients, cutting their taxes significantly. He helps them grow and protect their business and retirement assets in good times and in bad, plus preserve long-lasting family legacies. Mark, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell me something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
I would say the key to getting stuff done is get up an hour earlier every morning and put an extra hour in of work every day. I would say that's a big key, and that's worked well for me over the years.
Work more. I like it. You want to get more done? Work more.
Just put a little more time in, a little more than the next guy, and it makes all the difference.
A lot of times we try to overcomplicate productivity when all we really need to do is, put down the soda can and keep turning the crank.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. And so I'm curious about some of the things that you've been able to do with that extra hour. What are some things that somebody might, if they were to take your advice and spend that extra hour, what are some things that they may find they do have the time to do that they never really found the time to do before?
Yeah, well, I think, and there's been a lot of books out there, and it's been a trend, although I've been doing this for years and years, is that extra hour every morning, focusing on something that enriches you, whether it's, reading some inspirational information, or adding a little workout or a stretch routine to the morning, that type of thing to get the blood flowing and to get you moving. That's a big thing for me. And again, it was years ago when I kind of figured this out before all those books came out on your morning routine and everything. I'm usually up by 6 or 6:30. 6:30 is the latest, and put that extra little extra time to work and just prepare myself and get my mind and my body prepared for the day.
Oh, okay, 6:30. Whew. I
Yeah.
was like, "What are
No,
you like one of those
I'm
5
not gonna
o'clock
say 5:30.
guys?"
5:30 was too early for me.
I know that's the same thing for me. Like
Yeah.
my body is used to like I can do about 7:42. Anything earlier than that, and it's like I'm not real sure about this, but I push it so that I can get more done.
Absolutely.
And so what I really want to know about though is how does a person achieve the zero tax bracket? That's something
Okay,
I'm
great.
sure, I have dealt with the IRS many times and I don't like them. I'm
Yep.
willing to admit it. Most people don't. Got to pay your taxes unless you're in the zero tax bracket. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, and there's a lot of components to that. So I would say the short answer is by putting together a formalized tax plan, as opposed to most people put a business plan together, a marketing plan, but the biggest expense of their life, which is taxes for everybody, there is no plan. It's just that the plan is to give your tax stuff to your CPA or tax preparer at the first of the year, and then they fill out the boxes and tell you how much you owe, right?
That's right.
Whereas what we call proactive tax planning, and I've been working with the Hiltons for years. My main partner is Brad Hilton, who is the grandson of Conrad Hilton. And the Hiltons have been some of the best, not just in the country, but the entire world at tax mitigation. And the way that they do it is by putting individualized tax plans together that go deep into the codes, not just your regular, hey, take home office deduction and deduct your mortgage interest and things like that, but go well beyond that and go, there's 180,000 pages in the tax codes. And so most CPAs and accountants and tax preparers, they don't do that. Their job is to just do a whole bunch of tax returns and make a good living doing that, which many of them can do that. And maybe they'll throw some audits in there, things like that, and do some business returns. But most people believe that their CPA or their tax preparer is saving them as much as they can. But about 95% of those folks, that's not their job and that's not what they do. So we teach people how to do formalized tax planning and put, five or six or seven or 10 strategies together. Some are proprietary, some are just deep dive in the codes. And design that into a plan. Usually, we work with our clients. We save them about 50% the first year on their taxes. And then, when we work with them over time, we can layer strategies and get them to a zero bracket within about 3 to 4 years, generally.
And what would you say for our audience is mostly entrepreneurs, small business owners, they may have a handful of employees. What would you say is the first couple of steps that somebody might take? Like the biggest bang for your buck that I'm sitting here right now and my tax plan is very similar to what you described at the beginning. I'm going to hand in the forms and the CPA checks the boxes and that's my tax plan. What would you say is the very first thing that somebody could do to make a significant impact on their tax bracket and their tax liabilities?
Right. Well, I want to caution people because people always want, hey, give me two or three strategies I can go do and do it myself. Proactive advanced tax mitigation, you really have to have professionals that understand how to do it, understand how to do the implementation, have the proper documentation, because really for the IRS, it's about documentation.
That's
Okay.
right.
You can do tax, you can go on the online on the internet and find some new tax strategy and go, oh, this is great. But if you don't know, if the IRS comes knocking, you don't know how to document it properly, they're going to disallow that. So what I would say, and I'd love to be able to say, hey, do this strategy, this strategy, or that strategy. A little self-serving, but at the same time, we're here to help people. That's what,
Certainly.
Brad Hilton's and I's vision and passion is to teach them about these things, is that you need to find somebody that has access and knows about these things like us to be able to then design a plan for you and make sure that you're crossing your T's and dotting all of your I's. And that has to be done through a formalized tax plan. And honestly, I am the manager of the Hilton Family Office, which for some of you people that might be listening, you might know what a family office is, but most don't. It's basically where a whole group of wealthy people get together and they pool their resources to save on fees, but also to collaborate with each other. Hilton Tax and Wealth Advisors, which Brad Hilton and I own, is a spin-off of the Hilton Family Office. And our passion is to say, how can we bring these advanced strategies more down to Main Street? But you have to, what they say is you don't know what you don't know until you know it. Well, that's about access. And you don't find out about something until you get in touch with the proper people or you find the right information to then be able to put you in the know and to be able to do things like this.
So first step, what I'm hearing is find somebody who knows how the tax code works and how to put together a tax plan that can assess your situation specifically.
Yes. And that's very good. And that because everyone's situation is different. And what you the first part you said, find somebody that knows the tax code. Well, a CPA, many CPAs and many tax preparers know the codes fairly well. The key word is tax planning. Find somebody that is an expert and has a great expertise at actually putting plans together and can do proactive tax planning as opposed to doing just your regular preparation.
And so, what are some of the things, though, that a typical business owner is neglecting to do that is ultimately costing them a lot and their tax liability? What are some things, if maybe we don't say, well, here's some quick strategies, what are some
Yes.
things that we could stop doing right now that we're definitely costing us a lot of money?
Well, I'm going to give you a few basic areas, like in the area of fringe benefits. Many people don't know, but there's a numerous codes in the IRS codes that allow you to pay yourself certain types of fringe benefits that a lot of CPAs shy away from, only because it just isn't in their kind of how they normally do things. Generally, what a tax preparer will do is what's it on the your tax forms. They're going to focus on those things. Whereas, like in the area of fringe benefits, or we can even go step further, two or three steps further when it comes to home office deductions. Those were a few areas where we really focus on. We also have some advanced tax mitigation strategies that are in the codes, but take a little bit more pieces to put together, to put the puzzle together, to be able to implement those. And then we teach our clients about those things. So these are things that most business owners just don't know about. And again, they just don't have access to.
So when you say fringe benefits, can you give me a couple of examples of what that may mean?
So, like most people don't know, but you can actually pay yourself and reward yourself on an annual basis for, quote, a job well done. It's all in the codes. And as long as you have proper documentation, you can actually pay yourself. And really, what we're trying to do is we're trying to pull money out of your business that would be an expense deduction, but basically you're just paying yourself back. And there's several types of strategies that work that way, especially on the fringe benefit side. So basically you're getting a deduction, you're pulling that money out of your revenue, but yet you're still able to use those funds. So we're doing that with a lot of different types of strategies and in several different ways to accomplish that.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. And so if I wanted to learn more about getting a tax plan put together, aside from like we meet with you, and what are some of the first couple of steps that we take to start understanding where we're at and developing that plan? Can you just walk me through if a client walks in your door and they're interested in engaging with you, what is that process that you go
Right. The
through to even build the plan?
process is real simple. We spend about 20 to 30 minutes with them, just get details on their specific situation. And then we decide whether it makes sense to kind of do a deeper dive to get what we call their tax savings number, to get to that number. And then if it makes sense, and we put a proposal out there. And by the way, everybody asks, how much is this? You know, it's the Hilton's going to be expensive. Actually, we charge about a dollar for every $10 in benefits that we give to our clients on the tax side. And so then we determine whether it makes sense. We do a give folks a proposal, and if they hire us, then we start working with them, and we actually design a formalized tax plan for them. The other thing too is, and it's important to understand that really we wanted to bring a lot of different strategies, more kind of down to Main Street and the average investor and the average business owner. So we also do some advanced wealth planning where we teach people how. I just wrote a book called Hilton Wealth. How to invest like an American dynasty. And it shows kind of more average investors how we can structure portfolios and how they can structure their portfolios to invest like the wealthiest of the wealthiest invest. What's the advantages? Less fees, more safety and security, less volatility, and ultimately 1 to 2, maybe 3% more rate of return on an annual basis. You know, the wealthy, you hear, the wealthy tend to get wealthier. Well, part of it is because they're focused on safety, low volatility, and they're not losing big chunks of their money like retail kind of average investors generally do when the markets go down.
Excellent. And so, where can we go to learn more about getting a tax plan set up, and who would be a good candidate for this?
So good candidates are generally folks that have businesses that are generating a half a million more in revenue, but we also work with folks that are in the multi-millions, obviously. And if they want to learn more about how they could, and actually really the best thing to do is maybe order one of my books, The Tax-Free Business Owner or Hilton Wealth. You can go to our website, which is HiltonWealth.com, real simple, HiltonWealth.com. And you can order our books if you can't find exactly where to go on there. While we are doing some rebuilds on our website, just go to the contact us page and say, hey, I want a free complimentary copy of the Tax-Free Business Owner or Hilton Wealth, and we'll send you one or both. And then the process starts from there. We want to get you educated first and see how things like this could work for you. And then we just go from there and see if it makes sense to help you.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Mark Miller, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. For those of you who are looking for advanced, proactive tax planning, and you're looking to get into that zero tax bracket, which sounds pretty appealing, given the check that I recently wrote to the IRS, you can go to HiltonWealth.com. Whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost sales, cut costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, Anabots will build a custom AI assistant for your business so you can get more done in less time. You can learn more at Anabots.ai. Hey, that's it. That's it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.